Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and I am so jazzed for this moment in time. I always talk about on these deep dive series podcasts that the days sometimes can be long in construction, but boy, the years are short. It was just yesterday that we were like, let's go do the AEC 2024 Integration Summit. And here we are now recording October 9th, 2024 on these Global and Timeless Fireside Chat. The main message today in this podcast is that I want to convey is that I always talk about having as much fun as possible. But then I always talk about how system-built construction, we have to productize innovation. And if there's the guy that I met that is putting those two things together, it's Nathan Wood. Nathan Wood is going to be going on this journey together, but the joke we've been saying behind the scenes is that Nathan and Devin, bowl full of noodles, weave and go all over the place as true visionaries and disruptors and influencers in this industry. You have to have people that align those threads. But you also have to challenge each other to be able to step outside your comfort zones. And as Nathan always says, get comfortable with the uncomfortable. This is not a show up and throw up podcast, Tribe. These are partnerships that are not from a one and done conference. And that's why I'm so excited to be involved in the Construction Progress Coalition and be involved in the AEC Integration Summit that we're going to unpack today, that we're trying to guide through the art of construction of vertically integrated projects that we lead the system-built revolution. How this is going to benefit you is that we are truly learning by doing together. What we're going to do today is we're going to unpack some of the highlights from 2024, and from those great conversations, upcoming reporting like the Electri team skit, or maybe hear about hunting moose and different things that the Construction Progress Coalition is putting all together. And then the call to action: get involved. The upcoming 2025 Summit, and as a champion for the 2025 Summit, leading the Art of Construction Master Facilitators, we don't want the MFers that you think of in construction. These are the leaders moving this thing forward and taking those lessons learned from 2025. This is a must attend if you want to be in construction innovation. So learning from the lessons learned of 2024, the AEC Integration Summit, many podcasts that I hope you go back and listen to after you hear this fireside chat, all built from AOC Show 334, titled Data-Driven Construction. And it's such an honor. After my perspective, I'm going to be turning it over to Nathan Wood, who is my guest co-host on all of these series, putting them together, if you didn't get a chance to listen to all those other podcasts. But the whole thing around this conversation is about how do we plan and execute through the AEC Integration Summit, looking for ways to productize the CDX framework and make it more digestible to a larger audience, and take the master facilitators and weave those threads together. And without further ado, it's an honor to welcome Nathan. And if you didn't listen to the other podcasts, Nathan, from the 2024 Integration Summit, let's give them a crash course on your platforms about productizing innovation to get everybody involved. Welcome to the show, Nathan Wood.
Well, thank you, Devin. It's an honor to be here, and an honor to have Denise here as well, and bring in kind of this evolution of all this kind of construction technology misfits that are very passionate about solving the shared pains that really have come to, unfortunately, define our industry to those on the outside. But those of us on the inside, you know, do really love and care for and want to make this industry better, and know that we can't do it alone. We have to do it with those around us. So, you know, that hashtag of better together, we've many hashtags we like to throw out there as sort of this, again, millennial group of innovators that, again, are trying to span architecture, engineering, construction, owners, trade contractors, the vendors, everybody that is sharing data across that construction supply chain. There are all these different stories of disconnects and data loss along the way and opportunities for efficiency. And so, you know, whether it's these virtual roundtables that we facilitate every quarter or this, our annual AEC Integration Summit, you know, we're trying to bring together those different perspectives, build that shared understanding of the root causes of the problems and move forward with it. So as I met Denise along the way at, I believe it was at MEP Innovation conference that is again another great platform to meet and grow with folks. I think, you know, she obviously shares that same passion for solving the larger construction industry, coming more from the trade perspective than myself. So I lean on her in that world. But yeah, excited to have her here and excited to talk through what's going on.
Awesome. And crossing these threads together, I'm super excited of blending the who and the what together. And we're going to unpack some of the stories of how we get there. But first, let's start off with the speed round and get to know Denise Devine and have as much fun as possible. Lock and load, tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
Well, I can't pick just one. I have multiple favorite beverages. I have three drinks around me at all times, currently actually four, but I have an AM and PM favorite at least. So my AM favorite, rose latte. My PM favorite would be cucumber mint mocktails.
I got to ask, whenever I hear something that I'm rose latte, I don't know what
Never
rose
heard of that.
Is.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I've been on a rose kick for the last year, but it's a regular latte, but they add some rose petals in there and a little bit of rose water. It just gives it a little bit of a rose flavor. I'm telling you, it's great.
All right. Okay. I'll give it a try. Tell it about the favorite place you've traveled.
That's a really tricky question for me. There's a lot of places that I want to go. But as of late, I've been to Europe and a lot of, you know, around America, and I think I'd have to say Paris, France.
Give us one story from that.
It just involves running around in the middle of the night and exploring Paris, the streets of Paris along the river, the water line, all through the night up until 3 a.m. I went on a trip with some high school friends, and yeah, it was like something out of a movie that you would, imagine. It's gorgeous.
That's magical. It's kind of like being out of a movie when I walked in and saw people on the poster boards of the movie at the AAC Integration Summit and putting all the stuff together. So
that's a tie-in
as
right
much
there.
Fun as possible, right? Well, one last thing we always ask, because before we focus in on the AAC Integration Summit and all the stuff around that, Denise, what is your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction silos that we passionately call the art of construction?
So I have a middle schooler, and as of late, I find all my extra time enthusiastically being involved in his Little League baseball team. So being a Little League baseball team mom is my current favorite thing.
Awesome. Well, what an honor to have you, Denise. Let's unpack this starting. What is your story that led you to meeting us down in Austin at the AAC Integration Summit 2024.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited for this opportunity to chat with you guys. So a little bit about my story. It's pretty rangy. For those who know me, know that that terminology is very, very much accurate. But I'm a I started cross industry consulting back in 2013. Currently, I focus on operational excellence and leadership development. I've always loved the construction industry. My dad was in construction. My brothers are in construction. From the beginning, I just thought it was epic to be involved in something from concept through building that is used for decades by potentially thousands of people. There's something about that legacy, that serving community that I epic is the word that I think is most fitting for it. And I remember right out of high school, when I got my worker's permit, I went to a GC and I wanted to work in construction. So that was my beeline there. But when I spoke to the hiring manager, this was, decades ago, keep in mind. But at that time, when I approached the GC, he told me with kind of like an unenthusiastic look on his face, girls do accounting. So if you want to, you know, work in the industry, you could do accounting. I took that and I was like, a little offended, I guess, but I ended up working in the automotive industry instead for, you know, a decade and went that route for a little while. Fast forward to 2020, I had received an invitation to join an electrical contractor from, a ProCal they used to be ProCal Lighting. We rebranded to ProCal. It's a mid-size electrical contractor located in Southern California. But the owner was, you know, DEIB, very into the diversity and equity kind of concept. And so that was my opportunity to join the construction industry. And then I realized how much has changed since, you know, 2003 or whatever, where there's just, it's such a more diverse and massive industry than what it used to be. So anywho, I began there as the business development specialist. While I was there, I had the opportunity to participate in NECA's Innovation Institute, which is a cohort program that's epic for ECs. I definitely recommend it. But through that, you have to pick a capstone project, which is essentially find something in your company that needs to be optimized. And then you work with the cohort and come up with a solution for that. And so that led into me growing into an operations optimization executive role. And I ended up doing lots of stuff for that EC, building out an EV division. We optimized the project management SOP since there wasn't one. We had many, you know, PMs doing their own thing. And so that's when I really got the opportunity to realize that the cross-industry consulting that I had done, you know, since 2013 was not only relevant, but actually needed in the construction industry. There was this perfect overlap. And I was getting firsthand experience on implementation and, you know, how to do that for our industry. And then I ended up having an opportunity to get back into consulting by working with Jonathan Marsh and the Steel Toe consulting team. Through that, I got to extend my network, past the NECA Association, getting more into the MCAA, SMACNA, more with Electri, expanded my network of influence and getting to be part of the construction dorks, meeting Jeff Sample, Alice with Brick and Mortar, Trent with Stratus, Nathan Wood, and the list goes on. And then eventually I ended up back in my own lane, working under myself as Valoris Consulting. And on that route, I was hearing through the grapevine that what CPC was doing and those great initiatives that were happening. And the overlap was just too much. I couldn't help myself but to want to be involved in that. And that's when I reached out and was able to participate in my first AECI summit last year, which is where, of course, I got to meet Devin. As we were building whiteboards in the back rooms together and working behind the scenes to bring the event to life among, you know, a group of other awesome people. But that's me in a nutshell.
So through all that, you just barely mentioned Valoris Consulting, what you're doing now. Let's spend a little bit and talk a little bit more about what you're doing with that.
Great. Yeah. So what I do with Valoris Consulting, again, rangy, right? So I support, to categorize it, I think the easiest way is I support companies within the industry and then also the associations that support those companies. So for the companies, we do consulting or workshops, mostly on business strategy, ops excellence, operation excellence. I'm a Lean Six Sigma black belt dork. Leadership development, some business development, marketing stuff. But then for the association side, we'll work on research initiatives, surveys, writing, you know, books and whatnot, and facilitating workshops and peer groups. And that's on a slew of topics, from everything from soft skills like communication strategies all the way to hard skills like the best practices for RFIs and BIM reports that Nathan and I have actually partnered on. So I said we because I frequently get the opportunity to partner with others like Continuum, as well as Spectrum AEC, which is Nathan's, and then, you know, Art of Construction Master Facilitators and such.
That's awesome. Well, and I've spent enough time on LinkedIn to notice that you're involved with quite a few organizations outside of CPC. So what are the other groups you volunteer with?
Yeah, so I'm a big advocate for, one, having an umbrella interpretation of what's going on, right? Like I don't like silos. I think the more you know, the more you can do. And so with that, you know, being part of CPC is one awesome thing for me. But also I'm located in San Diego, California, and in my area, there are two organizations that I've seen come up a lot, both in my consulting effort, but also in, having worked with a trade. So one is CMAA. So CMAA DEIB, which is the Construction Management Association, the San Diego chapter, and it's the diversity, equity, inclusion segment. So I'll help them with events where we bring together the trades, the DEIB trades, like we call them XBEs. So small, woman-owned, that sort of thing. We do networking events to kind of matchmake them with potential owners and clients like San Diego. And then also I'm the JMS chair, where we just work on workforce development to bring construction trade opportunities to local high school students.
Holy cow. I did not realize all the other things you're doing outside of what we're doing. I mean, I guess, you know, sort of a, for a lot of other leaders out there that are juggling a lot of different things going on, like any strategies you have around prioritizing those different responsibilities that you have between, you know, volunteer, consulting, other stuff?
Absolutely. I have to be able to survive that, all that. My two favorite words are schedule blocking. So I'll literally block out, you know, my breaks, mental breaks that I have to do, block out my projects. My calendar is loaded, not just with meetings, but also working blocks and also break blocks. Otherwise I would never, ever make it to the gym. I wouldn't eat and that sort of thing. Been there, done that. So that's a big one. The other one is knowing when to say no or delegate, especially with the volunteer roles. They will take everything if they can. They want all your time, which is great, but you got to be able to delegate and put that boundary with, especially such a diverse base of people and companies that I'm working with, you know, pushing people outside their comfort zones too, sometimes to make sure that we hit those common goals. It's a big mix of solutions.
Man, I need to do that schedule blocking. I think Devin, you and I both fit in that block where it's like, we're either really busy or we got big windows and like, how do you best prioritize those windows? But yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you got to align yourself with people that you figure out how to know, like, and trust. And that's the thing of, I think through of, you know, Nathan at the beginning, and we're going to unpack kind of like how the CPC weaves throughout all the days to meet at that moment in time at the I Summit of saying, how do you figure out the mental health to be able to live the go-giver philosophy of the book right now, Nathan and I, of givers and takers, of figuring that whole thing out. You have to figure out, as the nonprofits, how do you become a giver and a taker to tie into the hard part. At the end of the day, what Denise, Nathan, and I have all struggled with is we all run giver platforms that we're all trying to figure out how do we tie that all together. So I'm really curious, Denise, as the communications director, what are some of the exciting things in the works with the CPC as you've really stepped in? And boy, Nathan and I are grateful to have a communications director on the team.
Amen.
Yeah, thanks. That's a big question. But as far as, you know, the exciting things that are upcoming, I mean, right now, in general, I'd say it's exciting because we're really pulling together 2025 summit and what that's going to look like and planning that out. We actually just sent out an email campaign and a social media campaign for the Save the Date, the official Save the Date, which is going to be the events on April 25th through 23rd through 25th. Again, it's in Austin. And then with that, we also sent out a link. It's a call for topics for that event. So this is an opportunity for people to throw in topics that you're interested in that you'd like to see worked through at the summit. So I'm pretty excited to see what comes from that.
And since we're, you know, saying this here on a podcast, I guess we can announce November 1 is going to be our registration open date, right? So that we keep ourselves accountable, right? but that's tough, right?
Because this 3 years from now, the whole reality of these, you know, setting time blocks, holding yourself accountable, but then actually getting people to share and believe in something. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that seeing is believing. Nathan, what's your take to that? And how do we help have Denise help us put this all together?
Yeah, well, I mean, shout out to Christina Henkai and Charlie Dunn and again, Jeff Sample and other folks that in the past that have kind of blazed that trail of putting themselves out there, you know, trying new things and making, you know, certainly more comfortable and easier for me to push boundaries and try new things. Because certainly this idea of, very, high profile, very expensive people, taking 2 days plus, travel out of their schedule to just sit around a table and talk with other perspectives about hypothetically how we would change the industry. It seems like a waste of time, but as you've seen and experienced, there's so much value that comes from those discussions. And the more that we can really harness and facilitate the action items and the momentum behind them so that every year it does just, continue to spin that flywheel. I think we're doing our job, but that's less than half the battle. Most of the work happens when we're not at the summit and we're not on the round tables, when we actually have to do the work in between and just use those time blocks, use those round tables and events as the deadlines to say, hey, we got to have something to show. So let's get our stuff together.
Yeah. And Denise, of all the great accolades and the things you're doing in the industry, why do you believe in this purpose?
You said it right. Seeing is believing. So I heard about the CPC through the grapevine, like I said, and usually if you hear about something, change initiative going on through enough people, it's a solid sort of situation. So it really engaged my curiosity, but being there to see it firsthand I was sold. So I'm, a big advocate of that collaboration and being able to see the owners and change makers, everybody in the room actively, proactively working on those solutions. That's invaluable.
Yeah. And I totally agree. And so I want to try to set the stage of running between the raindrops of understanding when it was like being the kid in the candy store, when I saw all these posters walking at the I-24 summit. And I was just like, how the heck did they put this together? Because it's the change makers with the platforms that are supporting those change makers. And if there's one thing I've seen from the year of Nathan's tutelage is like how hard it is to put those things together. So Denise, can you talk through from the highlights of 2024, the deliverables that we're working on, like the upcoming report that Electri is like, the master facilitator of the master facilitators from within. And if I heard you right, it's something you called the Electri team skit. What's that all about?
So yeah, one great thing about, the AECI summit is that it doesn't just end there. The initiatives kind of live on after the summit, and Electri is a great example of that. So they were part of, or the leader of, the teaching forward team at the iSummit. And from there, in addition to, the initiatives that they had there, Nathan and I separately had submitted to an RFP. Electri puts out RFPs, awesome segment of research that they do for the EC initiative segments. But they came back to us and said, hey, we want to do a design thinking workshop to be able to move forward with our RFPs, which from that, what I think is important is that Electri, they recognize the technology and the importance of it, and that it's okay to pause and take that time to do a design thinking workshop to make sure they get to that root cause analysis. So that way they're moving forward in a streamlined manner. So we actually have, we'll be working with our Electri team and their boards in January on a special design thinking workshop for their initiatives.
I love that. And if you go back and listen to the podcast where Josh and I both kind of talked about OGs of podcasting, of the Contact Crew and Art of Construction, of like, he should be a proud leader of what we're talking about. Sometimes just stop and take a breath and say, this stuff's really hard and we're getting to the root to move that forward. Or sometimes you just got to leave it and go out and get in the woods with the moose, right, Nathan?
Well, actually, I'm going to put my Devin Tilly hat on and take a step back, because, Denise, you just reminded me that OG Josh Bone is the reason why I came to learn about this term design thinking, which I don't know if we had described it on the other podcast, but again, that is the even larger term than CDX or Common Data Exchange, this framework that we've built specifically for construction tech and interoperability. But really, design thinking is the framework, is the larger strategy, this cross industry, as Denise was talking about. So, you know, Josh very much understands this and has been, you know, behind the scenes working towards building this. And so it's cool to really see this coming to full fruition, where we're now going to be bringing what we did to with a group of, you know, 70 or 80 folks, and now trying to do that across 200 plus folks with really, you know, three facilitators plus, you know, some other leaders and helpers. So it's going to be a big challenge for us to be able to scale this and really productize this design thinking workshop, but a fun challenge out of it. And I think we're up for it.
Give us the cliff notes of Chad's presentation, which is a tee up for the next podcast you need to do with Chad.
So yeah,
his lead in story of his presentation of Dude, Where's My Fab?
So I'm really excited for our conversation with Chad, because if you haven't met Chad Pearson, he is just a ball of fun, has a crazy background in MMA and other stories. So when he starts telling a story about himself and Jeff Sample going moose hunting in Canada or somewhere, Alaska or somewhere, of course, I'm believing the whole thing. And you should definitely listen to it too and see how believable it is yourself. But there's some great, great morals within the story, and a lot to learn from kind of the chaos that is trying to get design for manufacturing and assembly, that whole broken supply chain, to work together, where, again, technology is not that barrier, but we'll get into that more on the next one.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair, like, back to the comment of this thread here today is kind of seeing is believing, right? Like, if I didn't really get to sit around the table and get to know Chad in the business or on the workshop, but then also going to dinner with Chad and, like, just being able to call Chad on a first name basis, it's hard to move this stuff forward. And that's the part where the really call to action is get involved. But Nathan and then Denise, can you talk through what is coming out of these AEC integration summits from your point of view, like the example we just mentioned?
So like I just shared with, you know, the Electri example, in my perspective, it's industry-wide initiatives, right? It doesn't stop at the summit. These initiatives are, I think they're going to, you know, create solutions and come to fruition in some of them. Like there's one team on finance topic, which is heavy in itself, that I was already hearing like some really solid solutions being pitched. And I think that in itself is, you know, so significant.
Yeah, I would agree that the Tag the Work initiative about, you know, Field to Finance, I think the more we can connect between the Construction Financial Management Association, CFMA, or all the slew of MEP associations that Denise had mentioned earlier. I mean, there are so many different groups that are working on parallel either data or standards or reporting initiatives with this whole AI buzz. And so I think, yeah, a lot of these, the more that we can find existing initiatives and pair with them to really use this design thinking in the CDX framework to accelerate them, that's, you know, the goal of what we're looking for.
Yeah. I have one more that I wanted to share, that I've noticed based off of, you know, the other meetings that we've had post event, is that attendees are taking the skills that they're learning from the design thinking workshop and they're applying them in their everyday, you know, jobs. They're taking them back to their companies and they're learning how to communicate better in their companies. I think that's a great bonus point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And getting the people together to challenge, to say, what if, and seeing how hard it is to drive change. And you need to go back and listen to the podcast of, we literally had all of Nathan's magnets out on the table, and it's been a fascinating journey of seeing how people relate to the magnets of where they are, to use this common thread to tie it together. I'm curious both of your takes of what do you think we need to do better around all this stuff?
I'll start again. I think as an industry, collaboration, right? I've had the opportunity to see from a national perspective so many silos. There are so many silos. and those create brick walls around them. You can't find solutions if you're just working in your own little world. And then I've seen examples like MEP innovation, and then of course CPC, where you have those silos broken down and people are collaborating, they're working together, they're sharing their solutions, they're sharing their shared pains. And that's when you have companies and individuals leveling up, right? That's where we bring the industry higher.
Yeah. And the only thing I would add is just that collaboration is equals communication times process. So I think that that communication aspect of, are we actually speaking the same language? The broader you get in that group, the harder it is. And the more we assume that we're speaking the same language, but we may not be. So, you know, zero communication with a great process is still not collaboration, or a bunch of communication with no process to manage it is still not collaboration. So yes, it's collaboration, but there's those two different components to it.
Yeah, and as we work towards closing this thing out, as I've been asked this question over 350 times, and I think it's a very disruptor question. What is the answer that has never been the same? When if you're outside of construction, which how much construction VC money and tech that's coming into construction, you'd think it's more obvious than it is. But it's fascinating, and I'm excited for Denise's version of, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
This one's impossible, right? This is really tough, and I think it's fascinating. Every time I go to a show, a trade show, and I just see dozens, it feels like dozens more context solutions out there. I think it's such a wicked environment, and it's just going to continually get ever more chaotic, which I think is why it's so important that we're proactive and to get involved in efforts like the CPC, right? Getting people aligned and streamlining solutions. Yeah,
I totally agree. And of all the people that asked me to talk about their construction tech on the podcast, every time, many times a week, what is the problem you're trying to solve? And usually they don't even respond, because it's some marketing person that what they're trying to do is trying to find a solution to their problem. Mm-hmm. And this is why I asked this question, because the first thing you have to do is you got to meet the industry where it is. And you'd say, if you're outside the industry, how do you do that? This is it. The Construction Progress Coalition at the iSummit. And I'm calling myself to the table, because you don't know what you don't know. And boy, you're jaded by what you think you know. When you say, I've been doing this for 25 years and I know how construction tech should work. Well, that's a bunch of BS when you actually put yourself out there and align yourself with master facilitators in groups like the Construction Progress Coalition. At the end of the day, every one of these global and timeless fireside chats, we got to niche in to go out there and crush it and grow our business. Denise, what is that one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about to go out there and do just that?
So I get the opportunity to work with a lot of small, mid-sized companies that are proactively trying to figure out their growth initiatives. And one thing that I always say is you got to build a plan, build a strategic plan with actionable and attainable goals. And look for those opportunities to collaborate. I keep saying that word, but it's a game changer. When you're able to collaborate with other companies to discuss your best practices in that safe space, you lift each other up in the industry.
I couldn't agree more. And I think about the collectively how many hours Denise and I have had one-on-ones, or Nathan and I have one-on-ones, or all of us coming together at one of those to just say, asking questions to understand, like, where are you coming from and how do we move this initiative together? And that's been one of my favorite things about getting to know Nathan as a giver like myself, is how many industry professionals that we're all meeting to come together, right? And so I hope you've heard from me that I'm passionate about getting involved through the Art of Construction Master Facilitators community. We all have so many different communities, platforms, this and that, but at the end of the day is, relationships are earned, not given. And I want you to come with me to Austin, but I want you to close this out, Nathan, of like, take a time, and we didn't practice this part of saying, where did you come from and why did you start this thing and why should others come to the iSummit in 2025? Because as the leader of this, we all commend you and we're such fans of what you're doing. But the amount of one meeting to the next you have to go to put this thing on, I just wanted to stop and say thank you. Because it's a thankless job at the top doing all this stuff and keeping at the grind. Good on you. How do people get involved with the CPC and sign up for the AEC Integration Summit?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, if you're not already signed up for the emails that Denise will be helping us send out, head to constructionprogress.org and sign up there. We'll again be posting registration on November 1st. And again, we'll have that MFR code for all of our MFRs out there that make sure we get it discounted in there, because it want to get as many of the AOC tribe participating with the folks that we have, because yeah, I think it's the more we can bring in together, the better off we'll be.
Denise, what an honor to get to know you from being in the back room saying, let's put these marker boards together so that we can attach the magnets and then put the people and put the markers in their hands, to unpacking these stories and then listening and understanding how do we put this plan together, to say, this stuff's hard, tribe. The only way to do this is to keep learning by doing and surround yourself around good people like you, Denise. And thanks for jumping in and sharing your story.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.